Welcome to today's French Gap Village. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. KNIA KRLS News intern Libby Randall talked with Central students Renora Ilici and Dan Dankert about a mock caucus event that took place at Central College Tuesday night.
Can you kind of go through what you did tonight and how it relates to the caucus that will happen on February 1st?
So we decided, the Student Development Center, I'm a student development intern as well as a president of Central Democrats. We decided to have a mock caucus, which is we wanted to educate the students and engage them more in the political process. The mock caucus just takes you through the process of what an actual caucus is. It depends on what side are you in. If you're a Democrat, the process is slightly different or very different, actually. And if you're a Republican, it differs from the ones from the Democrats. The Democrats do it in a way that we pick corner sides in the room, and you go to the corner of your candidate, and then there will also be a corner for the people who are undecided. And if your candidate is not viable, which if they don't have enough voters to be viable, then they can either convince the other people to come to your corner, or they will have to split or go home.
Within your group, mm-hmm. during this process, what was the caucus like?
Well, our caucus was very lively, where people showed their passion about their candidates, and they try to convince other people. I think we got two delegates for Bernie Sanders and one for Hillary and one for O'Malley.
So what did you hear from others in your group or even outside of your group about the candidate you were caucusing for and the others?
Well, I heard good things and some concerns about all the Democratic candidates. I think people appreciate the Bernie Sanders, that he's trying to get the money out of politics and he really tries to work for the people. And I think people appreciate Hillary's experience, that she's been doing this for a long time. And they also like O'Malley, what he's done in Maryland as a governor. So I think we have fantastic candidates. We just, it's a matter of picking the right one and them representing us well.
So you said you caucused for Bernie Sanders, correct?
Yeah.
Why did you caucus for him?
Well, I caucused for Bernie Sanders as it was more for the sake of the game, really. But I like all the candidates. I lean towards more either Hillary or Bernie Sanders because I think they would have a bigger chance of winning. Hillary with their experience and Bernie Sanders with his revolutionary campaign managing. And, I mean, he's been funded by the people and not accepted any money from the super PAC, so he's changed politics. But the funny thing is that I actually am not a U.S. citizen, so I can't actually vote here. But I decided to go for Bernie Sanders for the sake of the game. I like Hillary and Bernie too.
So in your personal opinion, how did you think your mock caucus went?
I thought it was fantastic. It was a great opportunity for people who never caucused before, and most college students, unless they're seniors, probably weren't able to caucus last time around. I was lucky enough that I could, so I knew a little bit about the process, but for most people it was really eye-opening. We had about 25 people up there who were learning about the process and got to share their vote tonight and got their feet wet before the big night Monday.
So within your group, what were the kind of things that you heard from others within your group or anything you heard from the Republican side?
I think the major theme tonight was about conservatism. Pretty much every candidate talked about it in some respect. Even those who are considered more establishment candidates, the Marco Rubios, the Jeb Bush, things like that, it still came back to conservatism. That's mostly because Iowa, for being a Republican state, is a little bit more evangelical and conservative. And I think the message was well received.
So if you don't mind me asking, who did you caucus for tonight?
I gave a speech for and voted for Marco Rubio.
Why did you caucus for Marco Rubio?
Marco Rubio is a great blend of conservatism and establishment politics. He's a proven conservative. I cited an article by Nate Silver in 538.com. It's a website he runs. He said that after a comprehensive statistical analysis of all the congressmen in Washington, D.C., Marco Rubio voted more conservative than 77% of members. And the way he can take that conservatism and blend it with a moderate flair, I think, is a great strategy to not only win the Republican nomination, but to go on and face the Democratic nominee and even possibly Bloomberg, which is rumored that he's looking into the race as well.
Are you going to caucus next week, and why or why not?
After my last experience when I was in high school and I got to caucus, it was a really fun time, and I'm really looking forward to caucusing as well this Monday. I'll be caucusing for Marco Rubio, and I'll also be kind of helping out with check-ins and things like that for the county Republicans and helping that caucus night go smoothly.
And is there anything else you wanted to say to our listeners to kind of convince them to go out and caucus or to vote?
Yeah, we live in a country that allows pretty much everyone, as long as you're 18 or older, to go out and vote. And it's part of our civic duty to share our voice. Even if there isn't a candidate that you're really passionate about, it's good to go out and listen, because there will be people there from pretty much every candidate in every precinct saying why they believe that the person that they're supporting is the best.
Thanks again to Libby Randall for that special report. That concludes today's Wrenchgott Village Let's Talk Pella, Pella's best value in retirement living.